Hello?
Hello. Hi, how you doing today, sir?
Okay.
Great. Am I speaking with Gregory? My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And we would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Now, we're not selling anything, and we're not going to ask for a donation. Now, Gregory, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
5.
5 years. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Local 1.
Okay, are you a PCC restoration, marble mason, the stone mason?
I see.
I'm sorry?
PCC.
PCC. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, or improver?
Foreman.
Foreman. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
Zero.
Zero. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Now, yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
I would say more.
More. Now, do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably about the same.
About the same. Now, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or you do not know?
No.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Probably about the same.
And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I hope it gets better.
Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe, power tools, no real safety concerns.
No real safety concerns.
Okay. Yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing.
No.
Picketing.
No.
Union organizing.
No.
Okay. We're almost done. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Never. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you're most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely to get your news from. Local TV news programming. Online newspapers.
Oh, sorry. Hello?
Would you get your news from radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, local TV news programming, online newspapers, the internet or social media?
Probably online newspapers.
Newspapers, either print or online?
Online, yeah.
What about local TV news programming?
Nope.
What about cable news?
Nope.
Friends and neighbors?
No.
Radio?
No.
The internet or social media?
Definitely not.
Definitely not. Okay, so we can say that out of all those, the ones that you will probably get your news from, that'll be cable news or local TV news programming?
No.
No?
I don't watch TV.
What about your friends local, and neighbors?
No.
What about radio?
No.
What about the internet? Social media?
The internet, yes, not social media.
Okay. Okay, I see. All right. Now, sir, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, support for labor unions, healthcare, the environment, jobs and the economy, education, foreign policy, or something else?
Education.
Education. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects, which you say is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it.
Say that one more time.
Do you think it is important or not important at all that federal elected officials support the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Very or
very important. Very important.
And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Neither.
Neither, huh? What about the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The workers.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, great. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following as president overall?
No.
Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about support for labor unions?
His support?
Yes.
I don't think they've really seen it.
What about foreign affairs?
Foreign affairs?
Yes.
I'm just not a Biden supporter at all.
Okay, so you...
I think he's a terrible president.
What about health care?
I got nothing.
So you would say you would strongly disapprove?
Yes.
What about the economy?
Terrible.
So we can say you strongly disapprove. What about immigration?
I don't think he's done anything with that either.
Okay. Now, we're almost done. Do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling his job?
No.
So you disapprove somewhat or strongly?
I disapprove completely.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain? Are you certain that you're going to vote? Probably 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, for whom would you vote?
Neither.
Neither? Okay. Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from union, from your union, regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Great. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Say that one more time.
How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
Oh, I have no idea.
What would you say they could improve?
I can't think of one thing right now.
Okay. That comes to your mind. Which one do you think they can use to improve its representation and service?
I don't know.
What about getting better jobs, better training, benefit?
Training would be good. Like, okay. Better training. Yeah. I'll go with that. That sounds good.
Getting better training. Okay. And what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Say getting more Just better training for the youth, I guess.
Okay, getting better, like apprenticeship program?
Yeah.
Okay. Apprenticeship program, okay. All right. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, text, SMS.
Email.
Email, okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
I'd say about 4 times a year.
And are you a Democrat, Republican, or something else, or what?
Something else, I guess. I don't.
We can say that you refuse. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
I lean a little closer towards the Republican side.
Okay. Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Okay. And your first name?
Greg.
Gregory. Okay, thank you, sir. Well, we are complete with the survey. I truly thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. Truly, bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Thank you.